And right now, joining us in studio from the Cocoon, we have Kathy and Robin in with us this morning. Ladies, how are you this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Well, first off, tell us about the Cocoon.
So the Cocoon is Wood County's domestic and sexual violence agency. So we have been serving individuals in our community for the last 14 years, including those who are experiencing domestic violence, sexual violence, which includes sex trafficking, sexual harassment, and really providing a whole wide range of services to help individuals find safety and healing for themselves and their family.
And this came about rather tragically. There were like four murders or homicides that happened in Wood County related to domestic violence, just kind of back to back to back, that kind of inspired this.
Yes. So, you know, prior to us opening our doors, there was no emergency shelter facility for individuals who are experiencing domestic violence. There were some services available for folks, but nothing to the scale or the scope of what we're able to provide. And unfortunately, yeah, there were four domestic violence homicides that occurred right in the Wood County area, pretty much back to back. And that was really the catalyst for us to open our doors to say, you know, we really need to provide a safe haven for individuals who are in our community. Because prior to that, if individuals needed to flee for safety reasons, they were really forced to go up to Lucas County, down to Hancock County. And really, for individuals who are trying to start over, keeping some sense of normalcy, familiarity helps. And so having an option for folks that were in their own community has really made a difference.
And is that a reason, you know, a lot of people might stay in that situation because they feel like, well, maybe they don't have family in the area. Where am I going to go? What am I going to do?
Right. Absolutely. I think a lot of times individuals feel very trapped and are, you know, struggling to figure out what their options are. And that's absolutely, you know, one of the main reasons that folks stay, is that they don't feel like they have a safe place to go, or they feel like there's lots of other barriers that prevent them from leaving, you know, financial barriers, you know, fear of what might happen if they, you know, if they make a decision to leave the relationship. And so, you know, we are really working hard to try to reduce some of those barriers for folks who are in need of assistance.
What are some of the needs that the victims experience, both the adults and the children?
Yeah, absolutely. Safety is, you know, for a lot of our folks, are number one. And so we get, you know, quite a few calls to our hotline for individuals saying, you know, this is what I'm experiencing, and can you talk me through what my options are? One of the major things that our advocates do is do safety planning with folks. So helping them put some plans in place to help reduce their risk, to help to reduce the risk of their families. The other thing that we see is individuals really needing assistance in building some financial stability in order for them to make those long-term plans, and or accessing like legal resources, medical resources, those types of things. So wanting to help individuals really kind of look at their situation as a whole, and how can we, you know, reduce some of those barriers for them gaining that safety and stability that they need.
Now, of course, human trafficking always in the forefront of the news, and domestic violence, you kind of in general hear about things, but are there some things that we may not be aware of that are happening that you're helping out people out with?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, sex trafficking has been one of the main focuses that, you know, we've been hearing a lot more, you know, publicly lately. And, you know, one of the things that we found is a large increase in individuals who are experiencing sex trafficking that are entering into our shelter facility. You know, when the other thing that we're seeing is individuals who are really, you know, struggling with, you know, that making that financial stability for themselves. You know, we've seen more and more individuals who are reaching out for that. One of the other things is that we do a lot of work on college campuses. So we've been working with a lot of individuals who are experiencing sexual assault on college campuses, and we've been really working hard on two fronts to be able to provide services to those individuals, and letting them know that, you know, we're available to help them navigate a system, you know, whether that's navigating with law enforcement, whether that's navigating just, you know, being able to, you know, continue their education in a way that makes them feel safe, but also really focusing on doing some prevention efforts. That's really one of our newest initiatives, is not only saying, you know, we're here to be able to help and serve those folks who are experiencing the domestic and sexual violence, but also how do we work with communities to say, you know, we're not going to tolerate this type of behavior in our community, and work to do some real prevention around the issue.
What are some of the things that are happening on college campuses? What are some of the advice that you would give people with colleges starting up now? Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that they can do, watch out for, and what things can they get receive help with?
Sure, absolutely. You know, so one of the things that we talk with individuals about is really putting some mechanisms in to build some safety in. But we're always very careful to say, you know, there's all of these kinds of things that I can do as an individual to help reduce my risk of becoming a victim of sexual assault. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it's the responsibility of the person who's perpetrating that sexual assault. And so we talk a lot about, you know, there are some mechanisms and things that I can put in place, you know, not going to places alone, that I don't know anybody or don't feel comfortable, you know, always being aware of my surroundings. You know, those are different kinds of things that we can talk about that help individuals reduce risk. But our message and our focus is really around the individuals who may choose to make a decision intention to perpetrate sexual assault and to talk about, you know, that that's not going to be tolerated and that those behaviors are not okay. And then sort of, you know, that long-term effect and harm that it can have on individuals.
So is that part of your new prevention program that you guys are doing?
Absolutely. Yes. You know, it's one of the initiatives that we're doing, and we're really been talking with individuals about, you know, we can all be part of the solution. And so there's a way that, you know, we can stand up if we're seeing something that makes us feel uncomfortable. You know, we can intervene if we see a situation that we feel could potentially lead to somebody getting harmed. And, you know, that can be me, you know, doing that directly, or that can be me finding somebody else who I can delegate that to say, you know, hey, I see something over here. I think maybe we need to take a look at it and do something to try to help. So the message really is around, we can all play a role in a part in helping, you know, to prevent domestic and sexual violence.
No, so if someone that's going through an experience like this, they're probably, some would be afraid to speak out, to say something to somebody, but with you guys, they're going to be safe, correct?
Absolutely. So we provide 24-hour services to individuals, so folks can call any time of day or night. Our services are entirely confidential, and so we would not share any information with anybody outside of our doors. And folks can choose to give us as little or as much information, including choosing to remain anonymous if they want to call and share something with us. So absolutely, all of their information would be safe with us.
And how would they get in contact with you?
So our 24-hour line is 419-373-1730. And then if you press option 2, that takes you to our 24-hour line. And we have advocates that are available to respond to the needs of anybody at any moment.
And that number again?
419-373-1730.
And you guys have any events or things coming up to help support the work of the Cuckoo?
Absolutely, we do. We have received a tremendous amount of support from the community, and we have several organizations who have approached us and want to pitch in and help. OTR Smokehouse, they are a barbecue food truck. They are coordinating a poker run starting in Signet at Triple B&R Banquet Hall and then ending back there for some fun and games and food. And this particular event will be a joint fundraiser for Hooves, which is by veterans for veterans dealing with PTSD. And then they brought us into the mix just to kind of recognize that correlation between PTSD and domestic violence. So we're very excited about that. It's our first venture with them, and they've been wonderful to work with. We will have our first community awareness event in Perrysburg. We have joined forces with St. Timothy's and First Presbyterian and Grace and Huntington National Bank. So over at Woodlands Park, we will have a free event. We'll have family games. Herbie and the Love Bugs will be playing. The Huntington National Bank Treats Truck will be there handing complimentary ice cream.
Nice.
And then, yeah, everybody
free
loves
ice cream. I mean, come on.
Yeah, ice cream in the park.
Yeah.
Right. Can't go wrong. And then we will also be grilling hamburgers and hot dogs. And so for a $5 cash donation, because we don't have Wi-Fi out there to swipe, you can receive a hamburger, a hot dog, chips and a water, and all of those proceeds will support survivors.
Excellent.
And do you have a website that people can go to? And what kind of resources do you have on your website?
So our website is currently under construction at the moment, but we ask if folks go to our Facebook page. So we're trying to keep that very updated for folks. And we're hopeful that probably within the next few weeks, our website will be live and up and running, and we'll be sharing that information out with folks.
Okay. And how can they find you on Facebook then?
So if they just look up The Cuckoo, they'll be able to find us really easily on Facebook.
And once again, if folks are out there, someone out here listening right now who might be in need of your services, what's the best way for them to contact you?
So our phone number is 419-373-1730. And we have advocates that are available 24/7 to help individuals with everything from crisis intervention to safety planning to navigating court systems. So whether that's divorce, custody, you know, protection order filings, financial advocacy. So, you know, we provide a wide range of services for folks. And that's really for anybody who may be experiencing domestic or sexual violence, or somebody who's concerned about a loved one can give us a call as well, and we would be happy to talk to them.
And can they reach out to you through your Facebook page as well?
They can as well. We encourage folks to call, but because they're going to get a much quicker response. But they are more than welcome to send us a message on our Facebook page, and we respond there as well.
Excellent. Ladies, thanks so much for all the good work you're doing,
yes,
and we appreciate you being in this morning.
Thank you very
much.